Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Blonde Bomber 91, who says, "My 30 female, live-in boyfriend 31 male, is buying a house with his sister, 27 female, and expecting me to go along for the ride." And it does come with an update as well. "This is an absolute mess, and I am seeking advice on how to proceed. Friends for 10 years, a couple for 9 months. We have a great relationship with solid communication skills. We are both in agreement that we would live to get married and have a family later in life. I bought a home in 2017. I, 30 female, have a regular 30-year loan at an amazing rate. CA, which I assume is California, 2.65%, with 20% that I put down upon purchase. I've also spent around 50 to 60k on upgrades over the years. I would say that I am very financially healthy. I have been successfully renting 2 rooms out in my house. I gave notice to one of my roommates so that my boyfriend, 31, could move in here and have a home office. He pays me rent monthly of an amount that we agreed upon. He moved in 2 weeks ago after living at his parents' house ever since college graduation. We've been planning to move in together for a while and took plenty of time for us to continue our relationship and to give my roommate fair notice. I live 13 minutes away from his parents' house and we are both in a suburban area in Southern California. During this whole process, last few months, we were looking at houses in another part of the area, that is, nicer. Also the same area his parents live, and there was nothing that really lined up. Quickly, this turned into him and his sister looking for homes. Because now the down payment was coming from his parents to his sister, they say inheritance given early, and is now them teaming up to buy a nicer house together instead of something less expensive for each of them. The idea was going to be 50% down payment from the sister via parents and 50% loan taken out by my boyfriend with a total budget of 1.1. So a home pops up in the parents' neighborhood, like around the corner, and they go into a frenzy over this house. The house is listed for 1.3 and they offer 1.46 all cash and they get it. The parents offered the cash with a contingency set on my boyfriend paying back all money over the 1.1. They are currently on day 8 of a 12-day escrow. The home inspection returned a lot of issues such as new copper plumbing, bad roof, bad electrical, cracked driveway, and the entire interior is original, thus needs remodeling. They said they will remodel the entire inside before they move in. Well, now the idea has changed to, oh, it's a good area, let's move in and suck it up and remodel later when things calm down. Well, I am over here feeling like a huge outsider. So I sit my boyfriend down and I say, I want to be with you, but what is the plan here? I am a long-term thinker and now I'm in a position to have to live with you and your sister or not live with you at all. And I want to marry you, but not your sister. He says, well, my plan is, once we are ready to have a family, we will find another place. In the meantime, he made a spreadsheet and I will be paying a sizable rent, $1,100 to them plus one third of utilities for the house as is or remodeled. At the same time, I will have to rent my home out, manage the property and deal with tax implications of rental income. I would now have to rent my house out and then pay towards a home that isn't even in my boyfriend's ownership. Not to mention that I would, yes, have this home to me always since I purchased on my own, but eventually I would want to use this as leverage to leapfrog to a nicer property or just keep it as a rental forever. I don't understand how this will work if they both don't have the capital to buy on their own. How would they dissolve this home and one of them move out? It doesn't add up to me. not to mention literally one of the worst times to buy a home with interest rates soaring. I would be nervous of even securing a loan to pay back the parents. None of them have to buy a home. She lives at home and he lives with me. The parents and the sister are completely sold on this place. There is no talking them out of it. And my boyfriend won't stop saying how it is in the best neighborhood in the area and it will go up in value, blah, blah. Well, I don't even understand how that is relevant when he is going to be owning a home with his sister. There is nowhere in this equation to add me as a life partner, and I do not want to get stuck in this ugly financial situation with his parents and sister. This has nothing to do with the family or the sister. They are lovely, but when my boyfriend and I both agree that we would like to get married, I don't see how I can ride this one out because my boyfriend doesn't like the area of my home right now. Cross-posted on personal finance. And someone kindly gathered all of OP's comments and put them together for additional information. So it says, yes. One, he's getting a loan from the bank. Two, from what I know, which is limited, they want to give her inheritance in an asset so that she is secure and has a roof over her head, instead of liquid cash. Unknown for his inheritance. Maybe his comes later in life, or they gave it in for college. Three, yes, it would be 50-50. I guess what part I don't understand is I'm paying towards both of their ownership, so how do they dissolve anything? 4. I think the rent price is pretty fair if the house is updated and doesn't need a bunch of repairs. But it does, and now I'm not sure if they will remodel or move in as is, whereas then the price would seem steep to me. 5. I think a written agreement would be good. I'm a tenant and I have no obligation towards repairs. 6. Property managers are pretty pricey here. 10 to 15%. The hassle would mostly be that I need to fix some things now and put about 10 to 15k into my house to make it long-term rental ready. Now to me in this one, this is kind of screaming at me that this isn't a good idea. Sure, you've been friends for 10 years, but only a couple for 9 months. Friends and being a couple and living together and starting a family together are all hugely different things. And OP sounded like before all this came about that their life was looking pretty good at that moment, having their own house, having a good rate on their house. And I think if I was in OP's position, I wouldn't be happy about this. I wouldn't want to move into a house that my boyfriend and his sister have bought together. That sounds like an absolute shit situation. If anything ever goes pear-shaped, that's going to be crazy to deal with. I've seen a lot of horror stories in real life. And in these Reddit stories as well, where friends or siblings have purchased like properties together and it all goes tits up. I'm not saying it wouldn't work sometimes, but I've seen a lot of horror stories about it. But we do have an update to this post, so we're going to jump in there to find out what happened next. I posted about a month ago about the house that my boyfriend and his sister were buying. It was a complete fixer-upper and nightmare. They fell out of escrow one day before close and ended up getting another turnkey house. Then shares the link to the previous post. At this time, my boyfriend was living with me in my house that I own. I have a standard mortgage and I rent out my extra room to lighten the financial load. The entire process ended up being very stressful on me. The lack of communication from him and constantly changing terms were frustrating. He moved out the day after they closed escrow and he did not tell me that was his plan. I asked him if he was going to move there right away and he said yes. That was problem number one, as I gave 45-day notice to my previous second roommate so that he could move in here. So he now left me with an empty second room and he didn't pay any rent towards that lost income. After much deliberation and a deeply personal choice, I opted to sell my home and move in with him. I live in SoCal and my home went into escrow almost immediately and I am set to close in 2 weeks. This would allow me to relieve some family tensions, financial tie to my dad as I pay him monthly for the down payment on my home, plus interest, and to give me the chance to be comfortable in case things go south with my boyfriend and I have to move out. Problem 2. I quickly noticed that I am not moving in with just my boyfriend, but his family. I'm not living there yet, but I can see the Ring camera, etc., and the parents are there every single day. They live around the corner. It's a lot. The parents and sister are very nice, but this is starting to feel like a big step backwards because I'm going to be giving up that one-on-one time that I love with my boyfriend. This feels completely different than living with a roommate who has their own life. This is living with a family member in a very enmeshed family. I've always opted to live with Craigslist people because I figured out that I do not like living with friends. It is extremely overwhelming to have your social life follow you home. See socially skilled introvert. As I get closer and closer to moving there, I am panicking more and more. We sat down and had a real discussion about a timeline of leaving that house and boundaries with the sister and parents, but I am terrified of being there and being uncomfortable. I don't even live there yet and I am bothered by the excessive visits from the parents. I find myself looking at guest houses to rent. He is dumping money into this house and it makes me feel further and further from the goal of leaving and having our own place. Ownership: 90% sister, 10% boyfriend. Boyfriend pays the sister monthly on a 4-year term to reach 10% ownership. I asked him why you put in so much money into a house that you only own 10% of. He said because he is living there. As a homeowner myself, I just don't understand this concept at all. I am living there too and I won't be spending all of this money on upgrades. I told myself I could give it 2 months living there and if I'm really not comfortable, then I leave. I really would love advice here, or do I stop this train in its tracks and turn back, rent a place for a while and see how this relationship can grow? I think part of this anxiety is also coming from not feeling like that is home. I feel very much like an outsider. Maybe that will ease with time there. The family is in constant contact. They group chat daily. They go out to dinner as a group often. I mean a lot of interaction. Grocery shopping together, etc. I wouldn't say that being close with your family is a red flag, but I would say that not setting boundaries with an overbearing family is a possible red flag. It's not like that it's easy to go find a place to rent these days though. I have a small dog who needs access to a yard of some sort, so that makes it a little more tough also signing a lease. And maybe I'm missing something here, but I was just like, when I read that she sold her home before getting in there and getting involved in the boyfriend's place and then finding out all the problems. So if you just rented it out for X amount of time, you could have had the option of going back and kept the property, which was so valuable to you, and have this backup plan in place. And it just felt like, oh my word, why did you do this? In some ways, it was screaming at me in the first post. You said you had great communication skills between you both, yet he was talking about buying a house with his sister, and there seemed to be a real lack of discussion behind it at all. You know, that's a huge life choice that if you're going to be together for the long term, I think you need to discuss it together. But it just felt like very much OP was being dragged along by this. I'm buying a house, we can move in there, you can do whatever you want with your house, but this is what we're doing. There was no discussion, there was no 50-50 in this. And he doesn't even own much of the house. It's not 50-50, it's 10% boyfriend, and he's pouring money into it. That would worry the hell out of me, and I can't see this ending well in the future. I can see another update coming one day down the line. But what do you guys make of this decision? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and oh dear, I hate when they end like that. Let's move on to another story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And our next story comes from a throwaway account titled My 22 Male Vegan Girlfriend 21 Female Wants Me to Get Rid of My Cat. I can't believe I'm about to type this, but here we go. I've been dating my girlfriend for 7 months. She's amazing and we're super compatible in a lot of ways. She is an outspoken vegan and she made it clear at the start of our relationship that it was important to her that any potential had similar cruelty-free values. me, already a pescatarian, had little difficulty transitioning to a fully plant-based diet. My girlfriend was proud of me for going cruelty-free and everything seemed well. We became the vegan couple on our college campus. Then there is my cat, Mittens. I've had her for 3 years and I adore her. She's such a sweet and cuddly cat. However, my girlfriend was always a little apprehensive around her and she blamed it on not growing up around cats. After a while, we sort of made a tacit agreement to mostly hang out at her apartment instead of mine, so Mittens never really came up again in conversation. Fast forward through all the quarantine stuff, my girlfriend and I have spent a lot of time together during this pandemic and we've started talking about taking our relationship to the next level. We began seriously looking at either buying a new apartment together or having one of us move in with the other. However, after a lot of talking and planning, my girlfriend sat me down and dropped a bombshell on me. She said that with the next phase of the relationship, she did not see a future with me unless I was willing to give away Mittens. She said that she believed owning a cat is unconscionable for vegans because they hunt mice and eat meat, and because the very act of owning a pet is a violation of vegan principles. I was stunned. I told her that I was absolutely not willing to give up Mittens and she had no choice but to eat meat, so I was reducing harm as much as possible by buying reputable brands of cat food. Plenty of vegans own cats and think along those same lines. My girlfriend got mad and said, "How much flesh does your cat eat? How many animals died to make all that food? Would you be okay with that being human flesh?" I got mad and told my girlfriend that I would have really appreciated her telling me about her cat opinions before we got serious. She went on and on about cats killing animals. I ended the conversation there. I was so angry that I left my girlfriend's apartment and I snuggled with Mittens when I got home. Although the mood soured a bit when my girlfriend sent me a link to a Reddit thread advocating for the extinction of domestic cats. Sigh. I think it goes without saying that I'm not going to get rid of my cat. However, it pains me to think that an otherwise wonderful relationship could be ending because of difference in ideology. I don't even really understand where my girlfriend is coming from because, like I said, a lot of vegans own cats. Now granted, cat ownership can be a controversial topic in vegan circles, and I probably would not have gotten a cat if I had been vegan at the time. But I have Mittens now and she deserves to eat. Yes, I've researched vegan cat food, but Mittens has some digestive issues and my vet strongly cautions against it. I've talked to some of my vegan and vegetarian friends and they all think my girlfriend has lost her mind. Some have suggested that it's not about Mittens and my girlfriend just wants an excuse to end it. They probably don't understand why I haven't broken up yet, but I care about my girlfriend so much. I'd hate for this bizarre curveball to be the end of a beautiful thing. I want to try and work something out. Where do I even go from here? I will not compromise on Mittens and I don't think my girlfriend will compromise either. Edit. Wow, this completely blew up while I was sleeping. I'm trying to read every comment, but there are a lot. Also, please allow me to take this moment to reiterate that my girlfriend's views are not representative of those held by the wider vegan community. And we're going to start off with Nurse, who says she suggested to give it away. It makes no sense whatsoever. Will it consume less meat with another owner? Of course not. It's like boasting about your lack of garbage because you dump it all in your neighbor's yard. I, Captain I, says, as a fellow vegan, no, this isn't even cool. If she truly cared about animals, she wouldn't be asking you to rehome your cat. It has a loving home. Her way of thinking is ass backwards. If someone told me I am not a real vegan because I have a dog, I would laugh my ass off and tell them they can have their stupid label. The dog stays. He's family. Just like I'm sure your cat is your family. Unreal People says, I wonder if this isn't really about veganism, but more of her finding ways in an intimate relationship to express control over her partner. The fact that she doesn't possess the skills to be flexible, compromising, or negotiate with a partner is a big red flag to me. As a cat lover, I'm very glad you stuck by Mittens. Monkey McDermott says, for your information, cats are obligate carnivores. Don't bow into any vegan cat foods or anything like that in an effort to make this work. Your cat will get sick and it will die of malnutrition. Beyond which, pets should not be until it's inconvenient commitment. And one more from Kayla Cactus, who says your girlfriend is literally the definition of a fucking crazy vegan and a piece of shit. The extinction of domestic cats. It really doesn't sound like she cares about animals like she claims. Yes, cats eat meat. It's the fucking circle of life. A shit ton of animals need meat. It doesn't mean they should fucking die. Holy fuck, let her go. She may be great to you, but in my opinion, the second anyone tried to tell me to get rid of my beloved cat, they could fuck off for all I care. So then OP did update this post. So it said, first of all, let me say thank you for everyone who offered advice. There are over 7,000 comments on my original post and I have dozens of PMs. Frankly, I'm still pretty overwhelmed with the magnitude of the response. I did my best to read most everyone's comments, but obviously I couldn't get to everything. I'd also like to preempt this post by saying, as many users pointed out, that my girlfriend's extreme views on domestic cats are not representative of the vegan slash vegetarian community as a whole. I do think that sometimes new vegans can be a little overzealous. In reality, most of us are just doing the best that we can to not hurt animals. I did not expect to generate a big debate in the comments. So we broke up, obviously. I would never ever give up my cat Mittens. Many users said that this situation was about control, not veganism, and looking back, I do see a pattern of control on my girlfriend's part. I was blind to it, I guess. I called my girlfriend and said I was not willing to give up Mittens under any circumstances, and given the recent issues we'd had and our incompatible views, I thought it was best that we parted ways. I said she deserved a partner that shared her values. She then asked if we were breaking up. I said yes. There was some anger on her end, but otherwise the situation actually went better than I expected. So yeah, that's really it. Oh, and several users did ask to see a picture of Mittens. I uploaded one, and we always appreciate a bit of cat tax here. Thanks again to everyone who offered advice. It really helped. Now, I've seen a story where pets have been requested, you know, to get rid of them or whatever. And I don't think I've ever seen one story where the person's got rid of their pet. I mean, it's family. Who's going to get rid of a loved part of their family like that? I mean, if someone told me to get rid of Poppy, I inherited her anyway. But if someone was to tell me to get rid of her now, it would just be a huge hell no. She's part of the family. She feels loved. She feels safe here. There's no way you would ever want to give that up. And I just wonder, what are they thinking? That they think that's a good idea to go to your partner and say, look, before this relationship goes to the next level, you need to get rid of your pet, which you've had for X amount of years. Like, how can they think that's going to end in a good way? I just find that crazy to think about. And I shouldn't, because as I said, we've seen it time and time again on this channel, but I still find it absolutely amazing. Anyway, what do you guys make of this situation? Put yourself in OP's shoes. How would you feel about that? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you for doing what you do. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and very much love to you.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.